I want the power of God's Spirit in my life, don't you? Hallelujah. Amen. I could get up here and tell you, amen, about Acts chapter number 2. And most of us would be able to quote about every word for Acts chapter number 2. Hallelujah. Amen. That's great. Amen. But to experience another upper room. Hallelujah. I said to experience another upper room. That's the kind of experience that I am searching for. It's great to know the Word of God. Amen. And I teach our young people. Amen. Know the Word of God. It is so important. Amen. I think it's great that we can get up here and preach the message of Acts chapter number 2. But more than that, to experience Acts chapter number 2 is much greater. Hallelujah. Well, have your Bibles tonight. I'll be reading from the book of Acts, chapter number 16. Hallelujah. Very familiar portion of scriptures. I've probably preached it. Maybe not in this context, but I have preached it. Amen. I felt as I begin to pray today, amen, I felt the Lord lay this on my heart. Acts chapter number 16, verse number 25 is where we'll begin. Hallelujah. Verse number 25 says this, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Such a familiar portion of scriptures. Amen. I've probably preached this a couple times in a few different ways. I've titled it a few different ways. But as I begin to seek the Lord today, amen, I felt Him impress on my heart, amen, to preach on these scriptures. Amen. And I'd like to talk to us tonight, amen, on when God shakes a place. Hallelujah. When God shakes a place. Paul and Silas, amen, begin to preach, amen, and begin to witness and tell about God's word. Amen. They just got done healing or casting out devils from a fortune teller. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This fortune teller and people begin to talk and they begin to bring them up against, amen, all the rulers of that time. Amen. And they send them to prison. The Bible tells us that they were bound hands. You know, their hands were bound when you're in prison, right? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. Give me just a minute to lay a background. Amen. But Paul and Silas, amen, have been rebuked for telling about the word of God. And they were thrown into a prison. Amen. Yeah, anybody know what midnight is? The beginning. And here's what I got written down. The beginning of a new day. Yeah? Come on. The beginning of a new day. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that at midnight, hallelujah, Paul and Silas begin to sing praises. You see, it was a new day for them. Hallelujah. A lot of times we go through trials and temptations and different things in our life, Brother Tom. Amen. And it's hard for us to see, amen, outside of the blinders. Amen. I like to say that as Paul and Silas begin to sit in this prison, amen, I like to say at midnight, maybe it was Paul, maybe it was Silas. Amen. But I could see as one of them looked over at the other and said, do you know what time? time it is. Amen. And maybe Paul looked over and said, yeah, it's the beginning of a new day. Amen. And the Bible tells us that they begin to pray and to seek God and to sing praises. Hallelujah. You see, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of compromising, in the midst of, amen, trouble, Paul and Silas seen some good that said, you know what, amen, we're going to see that it's a brand new day and begin to praise God. We go on to read, verse number 26 says this, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Hallelujah. It wasn't just an earthquake, but the Bible referred to it as a great earthquake. I'm going to preach on when God shakes the place. Woo! Amen. I said when God shakes a place. Oh, hallelujah. Paul and Silas, amen, said right in the midst of darkness, amen, I'm going to sing praises. I'm going to worship God. Amen. In the midst of trouble, amen, I'm going to praise Him. Amen. So many times we get in this state and we look at the darkness and we look at the trouble around us and it's hard for us to see that midnight has come. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to preach in a minute. Amen. Immediately, all the doors were open. Everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that this earthquake was so great that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Woo! I'm talking about when God shakes a place. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you about an experience in Acts chapter number 2. Amen. We can read. Amen. Of them men and women that were in the upper room. And they begin to seek God. And they begin to praise Him. Amen. The Bible tells us. Amen. That they were in one mind. And one accord. And suddenly there came a sound. I'm talking about when God shakes a place. Amen. You'll know, amen, that God's in the midst, amen, of that place. Well, you ever been through a trial? You ever been through a temptation? Well, preacher, that's silly, right? Amen. We've all been through that. You ever looked at the biggest temptation or trial that you've ever been through and see joy from it? Come on. Sometimes it's very hard for you to see the good in a trial or a temptation. Hallelujah. But Paul and Silas, in the shape that they were in that prison, oh, hallelujah, bound hand and foot, amen, hallelujah. You know what they did? Amen. Hey, Paul, guess what? Amen, it's midnight, and it's a new day, and our God is great. Amen, it can do, amen, the impossible. Oh, hallelujah. You see, amen, they just cast out a devil, amen, and a fortune teller. They knew the power of God. They knew the power, amen, that the Lord had. Amen. So you know what they did? At midnight, they begin to sing and to pray to God for His help. You see, not just another shaking. Not just that upper room experience. I'm talking about a shaking. Amen. amen, that'll break some chains loose. Oh, hallelujah. Some of the things you've been battling, I'm talking about a shaking that'll shake them loose. Hallelujah. Some of the things you're struggling with, that the devil walks you around with his shirt and he leads you. I'm talking about a shaking, amen, that'll bring you to an altar and break, amen, the bondage that has you so bound. I'm talking about a shaking, oh, hallelujah, amen, that sin that you've been playing with, amen, that thing that you've thought that you could hide. I'm talking about a shaking from an almighty God, amen, that it will deliver you. Hallelujah. When God shakes a place, healings. Let me ask you this. Is there anybody in this building believe that there's anything too big for our God? Come on. Oh, hallelujah. I said, is there anybody in here that believes that there is anything too big for my and our God? There is nothing that God can't remove. There's nothing that God can't speak to, and it has to go. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, amen, a shaking, amen, that'll cause a healing in a body. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about a shaking, amen, that a sinner will walk down the road, amen, and hear, amen, the singing and the preaching of God, and the shaking so great, amen, that the conviction power of God hits them. Oh, amen, and it shakes them in their soul, and they run to an altar of repentance. Woo! You see, not just another move of God. I'm thankful for his moving. Brother Dave, Brother Tom, man, I've had him shout me all over the floor. Sister Sandra, amen, I've woke up and really not even realized where I was at. Come on. I'm talking about being shook. Come on. Just the power of God. One thing I told my wife, amen, and some others, I said, you know what I've never got to experience? Amen, is getting so lost in his presence, amen, that I get in a laughing spirit. I've never got to experience it. Amen. Man, I've seen people do it, and it looks so joyful. Sometimes it almost looks like it hurts. Come on here. But they've been shook by the power, amen, of an Almighty. Hallelujah. But God, I ain't talking about last year's revival. Amen. Although it was great. Amen. I ain't talking about Acts chapter number 2. Amen. When God shook them. I ain't talking about Paul and Silas. Amen. When Paul and Silas, amen, begin to sing and begin to worship God. I ain't talking about the shaking. But I'm talking about a shaking that it becomes so personal to me that I lock myself away and say, God, amen, shake my soul. Where does revival start? I love Sister Sandra. Amen. I love her to death. She's like a mother. Man, I've known her since probably before I can remember. A long time. I'm 28 now. Long time. I hope that she gets shook like she's never been shook. Oh, come on. I hope she has revival in her soul like she's never had revival. But more than her, I want a shaking in my soul. Woo! Some of you ain't feeling this. Amen. Like his preacher boss feeling. But I want to be shook. Amen. In my shoes. To where I know that it's been the power of an Almighty. I'm going to tell a story. For those of you that's never heard it, it's a great story, and I'm probably about to ruin it. Hallelujah. Those of you that's heard it, you'll understand why. There was a man by the name of Shouting John. Oh, hallelujah. Kenny's looking. He's heard it. No? All right. Shouting John. Amen. They knew him by this. Amen. He came to church. Amen. With one thing on his mind. And that was to get in. My, that we could have a revival every night in our soul. Woo! Shouting John moved to a different area, went to join a church. And John walked into this church. Y'all know John, he comes in to have church. Amen. It doesn't matter whether he's a visitor or not. He began to sit down in a pew. They begin to sing. Maybe I should add this first. Church that John joined did not believe in shouting. Hallelujah. Let me say his name again. Shouting John. Oh, hallelujah. They begin to sing. And they begin to worship God. Amen. In their way of worship. Amen. And old John couldn't contain himself. Hallelujah. He began to shake in his feet. Oh, hallelujah. He went up to the altar and began to worship God. Amen. In this church, you got to understand, they don't believe in it. Amen. There's churches don't believe in it. Amen. But John felt the presence of God. Amen. And began to worship. Amen. John felt it in his feet. It moved up to his hands. Amen. And John began to shout in this non-shouting church. Oh, hallelujah. Church ended. They tried to hold John down, right? Amen. They didn't want to be noticeable. Hallelujah. You might scare somebody. I'm going somewhere. Amen. Shouting John went home. The whole deacon walked up to the pastor, deacon board, walked up to the pastor after church and said, we're going to have to let this brother know, amen, that we don't believe in shouting. What does he think that he's doing? Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Him deacons begin to yell at that pastor. Amen. We're going to have to go tell him about it. We're going to go have to let him know that he can't be doing this. Amen. And I'm going somewhere. Amen. Just bear with me. Amen. And old Shouting John went home. As he went home, amen, Shouting John had a farm. He was a farmer. Amen. And Shouting John began to plow in his field. Amen. And began to work. Amen. Because it was, amen, was a time that he had to, amen, plow the fields. Amen. And get ready to put some crop out. Amen. And all of a sudden, old John looked out. Whew. He seen a bunch of cars and they were flying up his driveway. Hallelujah. Amen. The story says that they were nice cars. Amen. I don't know, Mercedes Benz. Amen. There were some Lexuses, and this is what the story says. Amen. I don't know, I wasn't there. But they begin to pull up down that drive. Amen. An old shouting John. Amen. They seen him plowing his fields and they walked up to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Could you imagine the church board? Amen. And the pastor walking right up to you. Amen. You just got done shouting in a non-shouting church. Amen. And here come this pastor and the deacons. He knew he was in trouble. Come on here. Ah, hallelujah. Old shouting John yelled out at his mule and said, amen, hold, mule, hold. How mule held up. Amen. And John went right to, amen, that pastor and the deacon board. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm about to preach. Just give me a minute. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, amen, old shouting John walked up there and that pastor said, amen, I want you to know, we don't believe in that in our church. Woo! I want you to know, you can't act like that in our church. Woo! We don't believe in it. Old shouting John stood up. And I tell you, he was 90 years old. Amen. And old shouting John stood up. Amen. He said, you're going to tell me, amen, that I can't praise God, that I can't shout. He said, I want to have your attention just for a minute. He said, I want each and every one of you, I want you to look out there. You see all that land out there? Hallelujah. You see all that crop and that cattle? Oh, hallelujah. You see that farmhouse? Oh, hallelujah. It's because of him that I have everything I've got. And you want to tell me to be quiet? And you want to tell me I can't praise God? Oh, hallelujah. Hey! I'm telling you that shouting John had a shaking in his spirit and in his soul that could not be put out. Them deacons begin to say, yeah, yeah, we see it. They're saying, you mean to tell me that you want me to be quiet about all this? Yeah. Yeah, we do. Old shouting John said, well, since I can't shout in your church, I want you to hold my mule just for a minute. And old shouting John begin to shout under the presence of the Holy Ghost. Woo! I'm telling you that there is a spirit, amen, that can take control of you, amen, and shout you, and shake your spirit. It's the same spirit that they felt on Acts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! I said, some of you don't understand what God's done for me. I said, some of you, where's Noah? Come here, Noah. Amen. I should have known he was on front seat. Come here. Some of you don't know. When me and my wife sat in a hospital, hallelujah, and this young boy stopped breathing. Come on here. I said, you don't know, amen, what God's done for me. It's enough to make me, amen, want to touch from an almighty like I've never been touched, like I've never been shook. That's what I want. You can see it. Oh, shouting John. I tell you what, if I can't do it in your church, I'm going to praise God. I believe the psalmist David said, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Come on. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. I said, you don't know what God's done for me. You don't know how God's touched my body. You don't know how God's delivered me from, amen, drugs and alcohol. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you have such a story, amen, to say of how God delivered you. But I'd like to tell you, you don't know what God's done for me. Well, I didn't finish the scripture. All clap your hands, all you people. And you know, I believe what John was saying. You just hold my mule for a minute while I'm going to clap my hands. I'm going to begin to dance under the presence of an Almighty. Not just another revival, but a revival that'll shake us, that'll keep us. Hallelujah. Amen. I've got to hurry. I don't want to bore you. There's some of us that have trouble staying saved between services. Come on. Wednesday, we're saved and on fire. Thursday, we're in the hallways listening to God knows what. Hallelujah. Friday, we're in the halls. Amen. And we're in our workplace listening and talking ungodly. Come on. Saturday comes and we're in the altars and we're wondering why that God won't touch us. Come on. Sunday, we done prayed through Saturday. Sunday we come and we're ready to shout. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Monday comes around, we're back in the halls doing the same thing. Amen. We just Christians on church nights and any other, oh, come on here. Amen. I'm preaching about when God shakes a place. Ah, oh, hallelujah. When God moved for Paul and Silas, it was just not, amen, your ordinary shaking, but it was a shaking, amen, to them that were bound. Amen. Their hands became loose, and the things that had them so bound, they become loose. That's the kind of shaking I'm talking about. Stand with me. Amen. All over the building. Woo! When God shakes us, we'll stay. When God shakes us, we'll see miracles and healings. When God shakes us, we'll look at the impossible and say, with Him, all things are possible. You just don't know what I face every day. I know. I sure don't. But I'm talking about when God shakes you, He'll keep you. Young people, listen to me, and I'm closing. Hallelujah. When friends try to stick ungodly things in your ear, when God shakes you, you'll be able to say, no, Come on. Amen. When a young boy comes to you, amen. Amen. They talking appropriately. Amen. You know what you could say? Amen. I've been shook by the power of God. Amen. I want you to know that I belong to an almighty God. Amen. What we need is a shaking. Come all over the building. Amen. Pray, God, shake me like I've never been shook. God, shake me. Amen. Give me my own experience. Give me my own revival. God, do it for me.